Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
What's up, guys?
I think the Titans probably won't practice tomorrow. I think they'll probably cancel the last one and do a team building thing. So call out to Mike Vrabel, who I'm sure is not listening to this in his office. Goodwill gesture. Let's open the locker room today. Let people fill up their notebooks for the next 6 weeks. Sacred space. Let us invade the sacred space. I promise. I'll cross myself. I'll genuflect as I enter the room. I'll splash holy water on myself. Whatever you require. Let me talk to some people.
If you're going to give a break to the players, this could also be a nice parting gift to the media. One open locker room session.
What are the washing hands places in like Italy that you walk around and everyone just washes their hands in like this public spot? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm unfamiliar.
Like as you walk into each cathedral, they have them in there.
Yeah, that's holy water. In a Catholic church, there's usually holy water.
Oh, I thought the priest
the back.
Would put will that
you,
on you.
Will so, you please approach well, the baptismal no. font so you, before you're in the locker room?
You might, in a Catholic church, my understanding, you might touch the holy water as you cross yourself coming in or something like that.
Here, they just have like a Gatorade thing.
Yeah. Go to the orange Gatorade bucket. Cross yourself, splash a little bit of lemon-lime Gatorade on your forehead, and then proceed to the locker room.
I want to mash carrots. We do not have the soundtrack, unfortunately, during our continued transfer of systems. I can do it unaccompanied. So imagine a Springsteen lullaby piano music, and here are your mashed carrots. There are people in this town who will tell you that this is a federal issue. I am here to tell you, I have covered the league since 1995. I'm a Pro Football Hall of Fame selector. Let the people who actually understand the league tell you about how the league works, not somebody who's never been at a June practice, okay? There are two huge reactions to this, and they're both too extreme. Oh, my God, what a terrible teammate. He's not there is one avenue. The other one is, pay the man, you cheap bastards, okay? There is a huge middle ground here. Titans report, I believe, July 25th. About 6 weeks from now. If this isn't resolved, then it'll be time for concern. Though I will mention, and I'm not saying Taylor Lewan is Walter Jones, but Walter Jones regularly showed up like 4 days before the season started, plugged in, and had a Hall of Fame career. It obviously wouldn't be good for the team if he's not there in camp. These practices right now are largely about Mariota and the offense getting things going. It's two-hand touch. Taylor Lewan is steering a guy aside. It's absolutely nothing. He's got some leverage now. He's making a statement. This does not make him a bad teammate. Guys conduct business in certain ways. He's making $9 million this year. He's worth $17 million probably. And this is the one kind of message-sending thing he can do. It's part of the business. There are some very good... Is Aaron Donald a terrible teammate? And not going to play good football this year because he's not at mandatory minicamp. Julio Jones. These are huge stars in the league. You should actually be thrilled the Titans have somebody good enough, finally, to skip practices in a contract, quote-unquote, dispute. Who's the last guy that had the power and the leverage and was good enough to actually make any sort of demand of the team? It's been a long time. Chris Johnson, probably the last one. Look, they're probably canceling practice tomorrow in favor of some team-building activity. Biggest indication of that is the player at the podium today is Marcus Mariota, which would be the capper to our availability. He's going to miss, conceivably, if things get resolved in a reasonable time frame, two-hand touch practices in June. If you think the Titans are going to fall apart as a result of that, if you think his standing with his teammates is going to fall apart based on that, you have zero idea about the NFL, about football player mentality, and all of that. I talked to two guys about him yesterday. Wesley Woodyard, no commented. Brian Arakpo talked to a crowd. He said he could get a contract the Saturday before the opener, and I have zero doubts he would be ready to play that Sunday. Now, that's the other extreme. I don't think it's going to take that long. I think the Titans intend to pay him. I think he deserves to be paid, all of that stuff. If we get into a countdown during training camp, it'll be a different level issue. Right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is about a 1.5.
He's also an offensive lineman, so I don't know what the real value is of these three workouts for the offensive lineman.
I heard comparisons being made to Mariota. Everybody's relying on Mariota.
Yeah. Well, even if it's a receiver learning the offense and the route trees and everything else and where they're expected to be, it's a bigger story than Taylor Lewan. But I will give you the other side of this, where the optics on Taylor Lewan looks very disingenuous on his part. Because a few weeks before this, he told Terry McCormick of Titan Insider, when it comes to this kind of stuff, that's why I have an agent. I don't give them 3% to sit on their bleeps. I'm being serious. If they want to go and John Robinson wants to call, they can have a conversation. I'm more than willing to, but I'm not going to move forward any in my life not focusing on football. That's the main, most important thing. And I can't lose track of what is important, and that's playing football. This was Taylor Lewan a couple weeks before in a voluntary minicamp. What changed? That right there is a two-faced side to this.
Here's what
changed.
The
most important thing is playing football. I can't lose track of that on why he was at voluntary minicamp.
Sure.
So now the minicamp's involuntary. Look, it's not a big deal, Paul. You're absolutely right. It's not going to impact the Titans one bit. I don't think it's going to impact the standing in the locker room one bit. But it's tough now to defend that statement if you're Taylor Lewan, and a couple weeks later you're sitting out.
Listen, he said, my agent's in charge of this thing. His agent, Tom Condon, who's got an office down the street, has clearly advised him now to not be at this thing. So I don't think that he's gone against what he said. He said, this is for my agent. He didn't go against the first part. This is for my agent. My agent's going to deal with it. Now his agent has decided the thing to do is for you not to be. Here's the other thing that's missed, okay? If Taylor Lewan is at these two practices, maybe three, and God forbid he gets rolled up on, who is screwed?
Taylor Lewan.
Millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars.
Well,
you're going to that practice?
It's a drastic change of heart from Taylor Lewan, where, again, I'm quoting him, I don't want to lose track of what is important, and that's playing football.
Yeah, he spoke too strongly.
That's the most important thing, playing football. That agent works for Taylor Lewan. If the agent comes in and says, you need to sit out and not play football these 3 days, Taylor Lewan, who a week ago said the most important thing is playing football, could go to the agent and say, the most important thing is playing football. I'm going to be there with my teammates and play. He has every right to do that. This is a complete departure from that comment. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a big deal. I think he went way too strong with his initial comment.
Also,
I can understand coming back and saying, okay, where was the Taylor Lewan that said this?
I think he went too strong. I agree. But guess what they're not doing right now? Playing football. Playing football includes tackling. Playing football includes game planning. Playing football includes a lot of stuff that isn't on the board right now. And when he's talking about playing football, what he's really talking about is contributing to a team at go time. And it's not close to go time.
You know, I think both sides understand each other's concerns to a degree in this. You know, Byron Bell is a great example, Paul, of the injury you're talking about. It was 2 years ago. It was May 24th, 2016, when he dislocated his ankle at the, it was a day one of minicamp that year. I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Dislocated his ankle, and Taylor Lewan looked at Jack Conklin and said, you're now the starting right tackle of this football team. That was the quote of the offseason.
It's unlikely he gets injured, but a lot of people insure themselves. Look, again, there are a lot of stars. I don't have the list in front of me. Aaron Donald, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, is he a great teammate? No. Aaron Donald? Absolute. And you think in L.A. they're saying, oh, my God, Aaron Donald is missing two-hand touch practices.
Not in the business.
This is a huge deal.
Not in the business of football, no.
It's not a big deal. I'm in complete agreement with you. Overall, this is going to have no bearing on Taylor Lewan or the team. And Taylor Lewan is not going to be lost because he's missing these three practices either when training camp comes around and when what really matters comes around, which are games this season, this fall, on Sundays. It's not going to impact him one bit.
What did the O-line look like, Paul, as you looked out there yesterday and saw Kevin Pamphile at tackle?
Unnoticeable, like it usually is and everything. I'm curious where you read about Kevin Pamphile being that guy.
Oh, I'll show you.
Practice report violation.